Welcome to MBA Mental Boost. This is your coach, Dr. Rosie, and today I'm talking about why we need to be consistent with training our mind. So you probably heard the stat, you know, 80% of the game is mental. Now, that number is kind of arbitrary. Some people say it's 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%. The number itself doesn't matter, but the sentiment matters is that the game isn't just physical. I mean, you know this stuff. We know the importance of working on the mental side. And, you know, often you'll be told, like, you just need to work more on the mental side, or, you know, the 80%, 90% of the game is mental, whatever it is. We hear this and our brain kind of just accepts it. Okay, yep, 80% of the game is mental. But how often do you actually train your brain or train your mindset? It's really interesting. So I had to pause because I was like, I wanted to give you a moment to actually just think about that. And are you consistently, day in, day out, showing up for your brain and for your mind? I talk about them as two different things because they are different. Are you showing up consistently to optimize them? Just like you show up consistently to take care of your body, to get practice in, to go to the gym. I want you to really be honest with yourself. How consistent are you with your mental skills training? How consistent are you with working on your mindset and with training your brain? Because the two are different. It's really important that we see this as something you need to train regularly, whether it's during the season, whether it's off season when you're listening to this, it does not matter. What I want you to be thinking of is that you're strengthening your mind every time you're an observer of your thoughts, every time you notice a thought that doesn't serve you and you dive into it and you release it, or every time you do a mental training exercise like meditation, like a concentration grid, like journaling, like visualizing. I mean, there are so many tools that you can have in your toolkit. And, you know, I've spoken about before, we all have different toolkits. It depends what works for you. But every time you do that, you're strengthening your mind. You're actually building your brain as well and your brain's capacity for being able to think better, for being able to problem solve better, which of course is going to help you on the court. But the thing is, we can't just kind of turn this on. It would be like saying, you know, I haven't been to the gym for ages, but right, I'm going to go and lift this really heavy weight. It's like, no, we've got to build it up gradually. And if we stop, well, we're going to get muscle atrophy. It's exactly the same with our brain and the same with our mindset. So I have that with people where, you know, maybe we sort of haven't been too consistent with our mental skills training or haven't worked on our mindset for a while. And often this happens when things are going really well. You know, it's natural. Again, this is a total thought error that our brain goes into. Everything's going really well. Therefore, I don't need to do all this mental skills work. I don't need to tap into my mindset because everything's great. And then when we face a challenge, we're like, oh crap, you know, we're going to panic mode. Like, crap, I need to go back to all these tools that I was working on. Or I need to dive into my mindset. And then we get frustrated because it doesn't switch quickly. And it doesn't switch quickly because we haven't been training our brain to support us for mental resilience, for mental flexibility, to face challenges, to be able to step out of our comfort zone, which comes down to us having self-belief. And therefore, during the ups, the downs, the bits in between, we need to be still working on training our brain, and there are various tools that you can use, and working on your mindset, so upgrading your mindset to support you, even when things are going really well. That's a perfect time to be tapping into your mindset and tapping into what's working, what could I still be growing or developing, you know? This stuff is really important. When we're consistent with it, we see the results. So I want you to think about, and being really honest with yourself, how much work am I putting into my mindset right now? How much work am I putting into my mental skills training, into optimizing my brain so that it's actually working at peak performance, just like you do with your body? And if you're not feeling like you're actually being very consistent with it and you need some support with it, you know, this is why I'm here. Like, reach out. I can give you some specific tools that you can work on. But I want you to hold on to the fact that it's that consistent day in, day out, whether we're up, whether we're down, whether we're in between. That's what's going to be the needle mover. That's what's going to help when you face a roadblock, when you face a challenge, when there's a setback. Your mindset's going to be there for you and your brain is going to be optimized to work at peak performance. Something to think about today, a really deep one, but I hope that wherever you are, whatever you're up to, you are having a great day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of MBA Mental Boost, the secret weapon to supercharging your performance on the court. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share. You can connect with me over on any social platform. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead. Until next time, go out there and dominate using the power of your mind. This is Dr. Rosie, signing off.